tongue, America. This is your Panzer Group leader, Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian, broadcasting from the Phoenix bunker in Wolf's lair, attacking the radio airwaves with our very powerful message. A psychic once called the show and said that I speak for many Americans who don't have a voice, who don't have a platform, and I speak for them. So just know that I take this responsibility very seriously, as I will always tell you the truth, or the truth as I know it. For our politics today is very fluid in America. Things are changing dramatically every day. The situation is not static. The news is coming at us very hard and fast every day. And they call it the quickening. So consider this important show the war room as we go forward, my friends. Now let's patch through. We have a very important guest. Bambi from the Playboy Mansion has called the Von Wiehunt Show from Los Angeles. Bambi, are you there tonight?
I'm here. I'm ready.
How are you and the girls doing at the Playboy Mansion tonight?
We're doing great. Just kind of learning how to, getting ready for the foreign invasion, and we're...
No doubt.
Karate, and...
For our theme tonight, Bambi, is Red Dawn in America. So you and the ladies are getting ready for any eventuality that may befall the nation, right?
Absolutely. We're sharpening our curling irons and getting them heated up, ready to roll.
That's great. That is awesome. What are your thoughts really quickly about the Stormy Daniels affair that she and her attorney have to pay Trump's legal fees?
I absolutely love it. I want to say that I think that her attorney is the biggest prostitute. He's the real prostitute. He supersedes her. I think he's just wants attention. He's an attention monger, attention whore.
I totally agree with you. And so the girls are getting ready. They're, folks, Red Dawn in America is the theme tonight and could be a reality. We hope it never happens, but you must be prepared. And how else are the girls getting prepared, Bambi?
Oh, we're just, getting security, better security, and, sharpening our nails or having them manicured, pointed, instead of squared off, things like that.
Yes. Are you getting more food and water for the mansion and for the underground bunker that you have rebuilt?
Absolutely.
Very smart.
Protein drinks,
Okay. And make sure that you have a fully stocked bar in the mansion bunker as well,
Absolutely. I do want to say, though, that I am glad that the case was dismissed against Trump. And I'm
Me
just
too.
So glad. I think a lot of people don't like Trump, but we actually do like Trump. As you know, we love Trump.
Well, the girls in the Playboy Mansion are very intelligent, and they're very beautiful, and they're very smart. They know a good thing when they see it. And they love President Trump. Bambi, thank you so much for calling us from the Playboy Mansion tonight. Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank you, Bambi. Folks, the globalists want America in perpetual wars in order to keep us down economically. Wars and more rumors of wars. Will America ever wake up and realize that they are economic slaves in perpetual debt bondage to a privately held Rothschild bank and its satanic shareholders? Will America ever have the guts to throw these international hyenas and demons from hell off its back? We hope so, but the American Roman Republic is doomed to fail. Now tonight, my friends and comrades, we will resurrect and invoke the 13th Roman Legion, also known as Legio Tritia Decima Gemina. This was a legion of the Imperial Roman Army. It was one of Julius Caesar's key units in Gaul and in the Roman Civil War, much like the coming American Civil War, which we hope never occurs. The 13th Legion was the legion in which Julius Caesar famously crossed the Rubicon on January 10th, 49 BC, The 13th Legion was in existence in the 5th century AD, and its symbol was the lion, much like your host in the Von Weehunt Show. The number 13 is ominous, powerful. It represents you, the forgotten man and soldier, and our proud Roman women. They call you the dregs of society, the deplorables, but we are the 13th Legion, Roma Victor. The 13th Roman Legion devoured and conquered all in its path. And you, my radio listeners, are members of the 13th Legion of Rome. Much like Trump is today, after the end of the Gallic Wars, the Roman Senate refused Caesar his second consulship. They ordered him to give up his commands and vacate his office, much like our Senate is doing to Trump today. The corrupt Senate demanded his return to Rome or face prosecution, forced to choose either the end of his political career or civil war. Caesar brought the 13th Roman Legion across the Rubicon into Italy itself. The Legion remained loyal and faithful to Caesar during the resulting civil war between Caesar and a corrupt faction of the Senate, whose legions were commanded by the weaker Pompey. The 13th Legion was tirelessly active during the entire campaign. And after the decisive victory over Pompey, after the Battle of Munda, Caesar disbanded the Legion and retired his veterans and gave them all farmland in Italy as tribute for battles well won. So tonight, my friends, you are the 13th Legion of Rome. Never forget that. No matter what happens, we are the mighty 13th.
Von Wehhunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Hello, this is Adrian Hendricks.
And Jerry Hendricks of Say One More Now, Incorporated, where our focus is to lovingly confront all activities dishonoring human life created in the very image of God.
We look forward to joining you every Sunday at 8:30 a.m. on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. And ask you to remember,
life is good. God gives life. God is good.
You can own your own home. Choosing Gateway Mortgage Group connects you with a highly experienced team whose goal is focused on your best interest. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer or simply seeking down payment assistance, Gateway Mortgage Group has programs for you. Call right now to schedule your free first-time homebuyer counseling or investor education at 844-YES-GATEWAY. That's 844-YES-GATEWAY. Don't hesitate. Find out how many thousands of dollars you can save. Call 844-YES-GATEWAY. That's 844-YES-GATEWAY. And open the door to financial security.
Every day, millions of people move into middle age and beyond, and many experience age-related changes, with memory issues being the most noticeable. It may start with something small, like forgetting an appointment or why you walked into a room, but can lead to a much bigger issue down the road. Emerald Laboratories Memory Health is doctor-formulated and contains the breakthrough memory booster, Cognizin, clinically proven to reduce cognitive inhibition. Ariva turmeric can also be found in this powerful formula, along with a number of targeted whole food antioxidants known for brain health. Emerald Laboratories Memory Health also contains methylated B12, which is important since research indicates that 25% of American seniors are deficient in B12, a known factor of cognitive decline, potentially leading to memory loss. Ask for Emerald Laboratories Memory Health at your local health food store today, or learn more about it at shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com.
The Food and Drug Administration Safety Innovation Act makes it possible for you to receive information about your prescription drugs in multiple formats to educate you, the patient, on what you need to know before you take your medicine. This could make understanding your doctor's instructions much easier if you happen to be blind, have a learning disability, or other impairment. For more information, please talk to your pharmacist to find out what formats are available in your area.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Could Red Dawn in America happen? You bet it could. This is a Von Wehhunt production tonight in the infamous episode 138 of the show which bears my name, a cult classic, with a star date of 10-18-2018. And this is the Red Dawn show special tonight. For never forget, folks, that we are a world at war. We'll be right back. And you, my friends, are a force of nature. Never forget that. Let's get Matador on. It's our VIP guest tonight. A regular caller into the show for 3 years now. He's calling from his East Valley bunker. Matador, are you there?
Von Weehunt, I am here. Thank God for this radio show. It's the only hour of sanity on all of news every week, broadcasting and radio-free Western Hemisphere.
Thank you, sir. You're damn right. We are here, front and center. And how are you doing tonight out there in your East Valley bunker, sir?
I am doing good. I'll tell you what. There's only one thing that matters left in this country. This migration now from Honduras, yes, Guatemala, and El Salvador. President Trump, stop the talk. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, I want to tweet out when I get up at 5 a.m. on the Pacific coast to say all aid has been canceled to those three countries, and Mexico has 72 hours, and we will cancel the new NAFTA agreement. We will deport every Mexican here unless Mexico closes their northern border immediately, like they have said they will do. We don't want one person even entering Mexico. Anybody from now on illegally we catch from Central America will be sent to Mexico, and they can deal with them. I'll tell you what, folks, after the election, Trump needs, if we lose the House or whatever happens with these rhinos, if we don't, by end of January, get a border wall funding of $5 billion, he needs to send the military down there to build this wall, start mass deportations in the millions. In the millions, the tens of millions, Von Weehunt, for the next 2 years. And in November 5th, 2020, people can vote whether he was right or not. It's the only way to save this country. There's no way he'll be impeached to the Senate. And if he can win re-election in 2020, he needs 6 years of 20 million people deported out of here, walls 30 feet high. It's the only way to save for future generations. If not, this country's over. It's going to be a mildtopia, weak socialist country, Medicare for all. You'll get 40% on your Social Security check. You'll die in a one-bedroom dump by the time you're done, unless you have $10-plus million in your bank account. We'll all be defunct. We'll all be living in a third world. Kids will be coming up to you and say, tell me about the stories of when you grew up in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, right, what like beautiful America was like. It'll be a national disgrace.
God, what a great Matador rant for the Von Weehunt Show audience. I love it. No, you're right. That Honduran caravan's coming up. Folks, they're now 4,000 and counting. By tomorrow morning, they estimate there to be 5,000-plus people heading towards our border. We cannot absorb the entire world. I've said this many, many times. We cannot take in every country. And look, I realize they want a better life. I get it. But they have to stay in their country and make things better there. And if they can't, you know what? It's called an old-fashioned coup. Take over by force. Find some colonel in the army, back him up, take over that country. That's what America did. We had a coup against the British crown. This country was started by very dangerous men, and that's how it was. They weren't sitting around talking about it. They took action, and the show is all about taking action. Now, talking about that, Matador, Red Dawn, an invasion of America. There's a lot of folks on YouTube that are having all kinds of prophetic dreams of, you know, an invasion of this country. Now, the Hopi Indians in Arizona had a prophecy that there will be three snakes that will enter the land during the last days. The red snake, the black snake, and the white snake. If we are not careful, a great light brighter than 30 suns will befall on America. For if America falls, Matador, if it does not go down the right path, it will perish for its sins. Tonight we will discuss Red Dawn in America. Your thoughts, Matador?
There's already a great invasion to this country. I tell you what, I'm so sick and tired, Von Weehunt, of hearing your ancestors from Germany or Italy or Ireland all came over here on boats. Well, I'll tell you what, every single one of those people who came over was a bricklayer, was an ex-military person in the great German armies from Italy. They were either painters or financial people. None of them came over here with no education. None of them came over with a handout for Medicare or Medicaid. There was no Social Security until the 1935, and the first person didn't get a check till the 1940s. All those people got, these people are coming up here from Central America. They have no education. Not only can they not speak English, they can't even speak proper Spanish.
And they are of military age. They are of military age, Matador. That could be the Red Dawn in America. We have an invading force coming towards our border.
You know what? I heard one of the cowards say, I would execute him at the border just for this. He actually talked to a reporter and said, oh, my mother got killed 4 years ago by gangs. It's so dangerous here and there's no jobs. So I'm leaving. The guy said, who'd you leave behind? My three minor children and my wife. What kind of coward? I mean, what man would pack up and say, I'm going to leave my wife and three children behind to be raped and blunted by a gang and be taken advantage of? Why sneak over to America? The coward should be shot. I mean, you would think the man say, I'm going to load my family up, send them to America. Once they get there safely, I'll come. I never heard anybody from Germany come over here after the two world wars and say, sir, where's your family? Oh, I left them there to be killed by the Russians. Oh, welcome to America. It's bizarre. You can
exactly.
But the Democrats, these rhinos. Oh, we have to accept these people.
No, we don't.
They have no skill. No, and they're bringing their disease in. Now we have 96 cases of a new polio strain. 95% of them are minors under 18 years old. We all know in 2014, Obama let a bunch of people up here with Zika from Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador. Hey,
that's
folks,
right.
When your kids, when your wife, somebody's pregnant, they get it. Don't look at us and say, what happened? I tell you what, Von, their goal, we all know, is to overrun Texas, Arizona, Florida, make them all like California. It could be a living nightmare. That's why Trump just has to declare martial law the day after the election, close those borders down with 200,000 people on the border, like Arpaio said, tell Mexico, we'll come into Mexico, we'll get rid of the drug cartels for you. We can't get rid of the drugs, but we'll kill all the five major drug cartels. We'll make sure we'll close that border down there. I say boil a border on the northern Mexico wall, too. Don't let anybody even in Mexico, the whole 1,500 miles up. We need to completely take charge till 2024. We know after Trump, there's going to be chaos in this country. So this is our last run of 6 years, my friend.
I totally agree. Matador, thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it. He's right. Folks, that border's got to get locked down, and I mean locked down tight, watertight. We don't do that, this country is doomed. We'll have millions of people coming over here with no jobs, sucking up our benefits, wanting checks. This isn't your grandfather's lettuce picker. These people may be good-hearted, but they want to feed off our system, take the benefits, while you pay the price. Don't forget that. Folks, this is the radio show that is very intense. You are rabid fans of the show, and you are the 13th Roman Legion. This is KFNX, 1100 AM. And I shall return. Much more to come. Many callers, please hang on. We'll get to all of you. I guarantee it. God bless you all.
News you won't get anywhere else. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Fair and balanced. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
The Justice Department has opened an investigation of child sex abuse inside the Roman Catholic Church in Pennsylvania. Investigators using subpoenas to demand confidential files from church leaders. Correspondent Rosa Flores.
We have learned from three dioceses or archdioceses in the state of Pennsylvania that they have received federal subpoenas from the U.S. DOJ. Now, all of this coming in the heels of the grand jury Pennsylvania report that was issued a few months ago.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and National Security Advisor John Bolton mixing it up in a heated argument Thursday over the recent surge in border crossings. Correspondent Caitlin Collins.
The question is, this has sparked resignation fears. People think that John Kelly, not John Bolton, could actually resign over this argument and that it was so bad, one person equated it to a falling out and said they were worried he could resign any minute now.
Just ahead of Friday's opening bell on Wall Street right now, Dow futures up 34, NASDAQ's up 33. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, we'll have clear skies tonight at a low 63. We'll have a sunny, breezy Friday with a high of 87 that winds to 20 miles an hour. It'll be clear Friday night with a low 69. There's a slight chance for shower and storm activity Saturday. Mostly sunny skies at a high of 90 with winds to 25 miles an hour. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 73 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Hi, Solar Sandy here. Currently, you're buying expensive power from your power company, paying fees, taxes, and all kinds of charges for your electricity. I want you to save money on a bill you're already spending too much on, and it's going to keep going up. To get saving with solar, fill out my kilowatt worksheet, and then I come to your house to show you how many panels you need and how much PYOP, producing your own power, will save you. No more high electric bills. It's really quite simple. Now you produce your own power and pay less for it. Go to my website, AskSolarSandy.com. That's AskSolarSandy.com.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
Over and over again, blindly following the plan. And so they took that and they trained us to believe that our life was go to school, get a job, save your money, 401k, IRA, and retire at age 65, but it failed.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, mypassiveincomesystem.com. Mypassiveincomesystem.com.
Hi, this is Fly Mackey with The Fly Mackey Show. Have you ever wondered why your portfolio never moves? Only goes up a little bit at a time. Maybe 1% if you're lucky. Maybe 4% if you have a good broker. Join the Bitcoin revolution at 480-466-1096. There's been more millionaires and more billionaires made in cryptocurrency in 2017 than in the history of our country. You want to join the Bitcoin revolution today. That's 480-466-1096. 480-466-1096.
Now we're glad you're here on the Von Wehunt Show and our proud sponsor, the Arizona Gold Exchange. Diamonds, gold, coins, guns. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday close. Give them a call, 602-493-7777. Now they have a gold coin giveaway only for callers into the show all this entire fall. This month is 1/10 of 1 ounce of a gold coin, which will be announced at the end of the month. So get that gold coin. You got to call into the Von Wehunt Show. That's the catch. Let's get the Highwayman on. Highwayman, are you there tonight? Patch him through.
General.
How you doing?
Thank you for taking my call, General Wehunt.
Thank you, sir.
I wanted to talk about the Witch Queen.
Which one?
Hillary.
I know. Rotten, she's rotten demonic. Clinton. She's a demonic witch.
Yes.
And she even claims she is. She claims she's from a coven. And what are your thoughts about her?
I thought Wiccans were good witches. This one's just the evil witch of the West.
Yes, she is.
Or actually the East.
Despicable.
But what I wanted to say was her last pronouncement that there won't be any civility until they win back the House and maybe the Senate, too. And we'll be looking more for Antifa uprisings and mad Maxine Waters, get everybody in your face, even in their homes and their restaurants and their offices.
Yeah, they want to get in your face, America. And they want civil unrest. They want chaos. They want anarchy. I know that's hard for a lot of folks to understand, but they have to get up to speed. They've been like asleep like Rip Van Winkle for 10 years. Politics in America has changed. You've got to get with the program and understand that the Democrats are now the Marxists in America. They align themselves with the Bolsheviks, the communists, and they're not getting their way, highwaymen, and they seek power. We should never give power to the leftist mob. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, I think we are the ones that were asleep at the switch.
How so?
We allowed them to get in, infiltrate even the top intelligence groups, the DOJ, everywhere.
Yes, yes. We need to always be vigilant and be wide awake. Thank you so much, sir, for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you, highwaymen. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Thank you. Folks, you are the black sheep squadron. You are the dregs of society, the deplorables. You are the 13th Roman Legion, as I said.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
Now, Red Dawn in America can take many forms. It could be an invasion on our border. But there are many people that have had literally hundreds of YouTube videos and other internet blogs and videos that have been uploaded from many, many people. It's almost a phenomenon. They're all having dreams of World War III. They're having dreams of Russian and Chinese paratroopers landing in America. Our borders being overrun. People have uploaded these dreams and visions, and there is tremendous audio in this regard. There's many oracles, there's many seers, many visionaries, and many ordinary people have had visions of Red Dawn in America, an invasion by a foreign army in force, possibly a multi-nation UN force of that evil United Nations in New York. I believe that they will wear blue helmets and green fatigues. Many visionaries have had dreams of foreign armies dropping over America like a horde of locusts, almost biblical visions. UN paratroopers from Russia and China dropping from the sky and shooting people instantly on sight. There will be so many of them, these folks say that it will be like millions of stars in the night sky. There will be much terror, much confusion, anarchy, and chaos throughout the land. This UN invasion will be preceded by a massive EMP attack over America, making the land dark, where nothing will grow and nothing will be illuminated. All electronics will not work. Your cell phone and TV will be dead. Only pirate radio stations, such as this one at KFNX and others, will be working to impart information to the people. Many folks believe that this is why there have been strange troop movements inside America. why there are so many supposedly secret FEMA camps, why we keep hearing strange stories. And it's just amazing. Let's get Brett the Surfer on quickly. We can patch him through. He's surfing somewhere off the coast of China. Brett, are you there tonight? Is Brett the Surfer available? And then we'll get to Paul. Brett, are you there? Well, while we're waiting for Brett to come on board, this is what it sounds like, folks.
What's going on here, my friend?
Where's the edit? I'll meet you, boy.
This is the emergency broadcast system. We are under attack by conventional forces of the Russian army. It is believed the lead waves were disguised as commercial charter flights. Communications have broken down with other parts of the country. Large areas of the Midwest may have been overrun.
They know who all of you are. They're looking for you.
You're 40 miles behind the enemy line.
I just want to go home. A lot of people away.
Where's my dad, Mr. Eckert?
What if love somebody, Andy? I'm gonna die before it happens.
George! They're gonna kill us! All of us!
So why should we be different?
Because we live here!
For a bunch of kids, huh?
Mama'd be real proud.
Wolverines!
You are those Wolverines. Never forget that. Brett, let's get him on. We can?
Yes, Vaughn, I'm here.
Hey, man, how are you doing?
How are you?
No, you're busy with the kids. I know that for a fact.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I'm still surfing. I'm off the coast of China, like you said.
Get some intel for us, man. We need to know their troop movements. I want to know their ports, what's happening, their naval fleets, and those man-made islands out there in the South China Sea, which is very dangerous.
Well, yeah, it's important information everybody needs to know. But I'll tell you, this week with Saudi Arabia and that journalist being killed. And I don't know, it's very interesting times, you know, and you talking about an EMP, you know, I mean, could you imagine, man?
I believe that's how they will try to take us down. I believe after Trump is gone, in my prediction, all hell will break loose economically, socially, and we'll see many symptoms of it before, you know, he hops on the, Marine helicopter back to New York City and Manhattan. I think that the Democrats have got all kinds of tricks up their sleeve to subvert this nation like you've never seen before.
Yeah, it's scary, and I just hope everybody gets out there and votes and this upcoming election and let their voice be heard and we're gonna, you know, I think that Arizona's I don't know, I think we're still conservative, you know. Like old Barry Goldwater, you know what I mean?
right. Well, they're trying to flip us in Texas and Florida into blue states, desperately trying to do that. They want to lock on these states because we are the ones that decide the president, really. It's not Iowa. It's these big three states, Florida, Texas, and Arizona, where the bulwark of the nation and the, folks, this is a very serious midterm election. You got to get out there and vote. You are the red wave. You are the crimson tide. Don't forget that. Brett, your final thoughts to America.
Well, I just think we need to keep fighting the good fight and keep riding that wave, because there's an awesome wave every day that we can catch.
Folks,
God bless
surfs.
America.
Yes, Brett surfs the red wave. I love it. You'll be out there in full force, my friend. Have a great night. Thanks for calling the show.
Take care, man.
Thank you. Folks, I shall return in the last segment. We have Paul the Gladiator. Don't go anywhere.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. We share the things we love most in life for the world to see. But what if we could actually do more with our sharing than just collect likes? What if this sharing could be used to make a difference? Now there's a place where we can put all that sharing to good use. The National MS Society is asking people to make a difference and share what they love with someone else who loves it too. Whether it's surfing, dancing, or whatever is important to you, we've created a place that'll help you get your experience out to the world. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org, because together, we are stronger.
Hi, this is Fly Mackey with the Fly Mackey Show. Have you ever wondered why your portfolio never moves, only goes up a little bit at a time? Maybe 1% if you're lucky, maybe 4% if you have a good broker. Join the Bitcoin revolution at 480-466-1096. There's been more millionaires and more billionaires made in cryptocurrency in 2017 than in the history of our country. You want to join the Bitcoin revolution today? That's 480-466-1096. 480-466-1096.
If you missed the Dana Show, you missed this.
You're not going to lie to people about the jobs that they didn't have. You're not going to lie to people about how much they're paying in taxes. You can try, but you're going to be unbelievably unsuccessful. I mean, we could sit here and I could have this conversation all day if people want. But the bottom line is that it was an absolute myth. There was any at all whatsoever Obama recovery.
Dana Loesch, afternoons at 12 p.m. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Would you like to come on my radio show and talk about what you do? I'm Carol Blonder, the host of Networking Arizona. I created a show where you can get yourself heard by thousands of listeners. You also get a podcast of the show so you can put it on your website. Heard Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. It's a drive time, prime time show. Call me and book your spot at 602-228-4629. Get the word out about what you do. Visit my website, networkingarizona.net.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Tune in Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Victoria's Bible Study, discussing living to your full potential in all aspects of life, including family, personal, financial, and relationships. With your host, Clancy Siganoff, every Monday night at 9 p.m. here on KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Weehunt Show, featuring Von Weehunt the Barbarian.
You are a member of the Von Weehunt Army and Mighty Legions, because we both know that in the case of Red Dawn in America, that killing communists saves more lives in the long run. You know that to be true. Now, this is a emergency broadcast that's on the internet. This is not real, folks, but it's a mock one that I uncovered through my sources. I thought you'd like to listen to it. This is in case things really hit the fan.
San Francisco area. Do not use the telephone. Telephone lines should remain open for emergency use. At 8:43 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, NORAD detected the launch of a single Russian missile. This missile is thought to be headed in the direction of Los Angeles, and it is thought to be carrying a nuclear warhead. The missile is expected to impact within less than 10 minutes. Although this missile is not likely to strike the San Francisco area, take the following actions. Gather enough food and supplies for 14 days, and seek a fallout shelter or basement. Fallout is a byproduct of nuclear explosions, and it can spread for hundreds of miles. Prolonged exposure to fallout will result in death. Take a battery-powered radio with you into the shelter. Tune to 770 AM for further information regarding this incoming attack during your stay in the shelter. Do not attempt to evacuate. It is too late to evacuate. Repeat, it is too late to evacuate. If you are on the road, pull over and seek shelter inside a building or any other substantial shelter. Otherwise, remain in your present location and prepare for impact. Do not attempt to seek loved ones or relatives. Repeat, do not attempt to seek loved ones or relatives. Stay where you are. In addition to the incoming nuclear missile, NORAD has detected the landing of Russian troops at the following locations: the island of Oahu, Port Townsend, Washington, Seattle, Washington, Tacoma, Washington, Westport, Washington, Astoria, Oregon, Portland, Oregon, Coos Bay, Oregon, Tillamook, Oregon, Crescent City, California, Eureka, California, San Francisco, California, and San Diego, California. Along with these locations, Russian paratroopers have been spotted landing as far inland as.
Now that's a scenario that I found on the internet that I thought you would like to hear. It's not a good sign if we ever hear that in America, rest assured. That was not real, folks. That is a scenario. No need to worry. America is not under attack. We have the best military in the world under President Trump. That will continue. These scenarios are found on the internet, and they sound very real. Let's get Paul the Gladiator on for his quick comments here about possible Red Dawn in America or an incursion on our southern border by the Honduran caravan, men of military age. Paul, are you there tonight?
I am here.
Yes, sir. What are your thoughts about all this?
Yeah, I've been listening intently. First, Matador, awesome, awesome rant.
Yes.
I totally agree. And at the southern border, you know, this country has not learned the lesson yet that one of the hardest things in life is to know which bridges to burn and which bridges to cross.
Yes.
And we need to burn this bridge with Mexico and thump up a 90-foot wall and just refuse any visitation, any crossing. We need to close that down because it's not only the Mexicans, but everybody from Central America wants out. They don't have the guts to fight like our forefathers fought. And they knew they were fighting not only for themselves, but for us more than 200 years later as well.
Yes.
And all of our listeners need to encourage all of their family members, friends, associates to get out and vote on November 6th. We need to vote for Martha McSally, David Schweikert, and Doug Ducey. You need to keep our Republican command in Congress and Senate. Because if not, that verbal internet, you know, repercussion is a potential to happen if the Democrats take control. Because they will allow it to happen. Trump and the Republicans won't. They are finding some kind of synergy with Trump and allowing his agenda to happen. And we need to back him up. We need to show up. And you need to tell everybody you know, get an early ballot in before October 26th, fill it out, drop it off, or go vote on November 6th. We need to keep this. This is a battle for our country and our state.
God, so true. Great, great rant there. I love it. All very important points, Paul, you made up. I mean, yeah, this is very serious. We've got to keep control of the government. We cannot cede power to a leftist Marxist mob or these idiots in the Senate like Feinstein and Pelosi. And we have Liz Warren, who I tweeted this early today that she's now Squaw Warren because she claims Indian ancestry. I won't call her Senator. She's now Squaw Warren. How about those apples?
Yeah, you know, and I'm going to tell you, I'm half Irish and half American Indian from the Mi'kmaq tribe.
Yes.
And I take it as a personal offense that someone would claim Indian heritage, because in my family, in the Mi'kmaq tribe, they were the warrior chiefs in my family.
Yes.
And that tribe is the only sovereign tribe never to get taken over by the English. The French never seceded their lands, and they're the only sovereign North American Indian tribe still. And it's offensive to me to have some liberal left-wing off the cliff, stupid thought processes of a woman to claim Indian heritage when she looks like a white snowflake completely.
Totally. Paul,
you know what? I hope they nominate her so that Trump can devastate her in the open election so we get the 6 years that Matador was talking about, because if not, we're in trouble. You need to get out and vote, folks. You need to go down to the Arizona Gold Exchange, buy them out of every gun possible, because
yes,
if we lose any election in the next 6 years, not only this November 6th, but the presidential election, and then 2 years after that, for any congressional or senatorial election, if we lose any of those and we secede any power in Congress or Senate or in the White House or in the Supreme Court, we are in grave trouble. We need to get out, vote, encourage everybody you know to get out and vote Republican across the board.
Yes, Paul, thank you so much, sir, for calling the show. Great points.
That's you got
the
it.
Gladiator. Thank you, sir. Folks, KFNX has got some great shows. My allegiance goes to the D-Man on Saturday nights. And a shout-out to JD on Sundays at 4 o'clock. They're great men, great shows, and we have many other fine shows here on KFNX. Red Dawn in America. Think about it. Hopefully this will not happen. We hope that things will get better for the nation. Trump's doing a great job. People are getting back to work. Things are moving in the right direction. And I'll leave you with this.
Welcome back, everyone. A migrant caravan heading from Central America to the U.S. border right now.
Hundreds of Honduran immigrants just crossed into Guatemala several hours ago, and they're planning to apply for humanitarian visas so they can pass through Mexico. And President Trump tweeted about it earlier. He warned that if the caravan is not stopped, money and aid to Honduras will be cut off. Here's Leila Santiago.
They've been traveling by foot for days. Among them, mothers carrying young children, men being pushed in wheelchairs. This group of about 3,000 Honduran migrants is headed to the United States in search of a better life, fleeing poverty and violence in their home country. They made the long trek through Honduras to the Guatemala border, then on to the city of Esquipulas, but the group clashed with Guatemalan police who blocked one of the border crossings. It's a long journey, but they say they do not have much of a choice.
There's much corruption here in Honduras. We want to work. There is none. We want land to plant bananas, plantains, beans. There isn't any, brother. We need to migrate to another country, brother. In the hospitals, there's no security. There's nothing. Our patients die, brother.
President Donald Trump threatened the Honduran...
We thank you for being here every Thursday night. The Von Wehunt Show, the legendary show. We are at your service, America. We will tell you the truth. KFNX, 1100 AM. We are a radio battleship. Good night, and God bless you.